Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Ozzy, and today I have Ade here. Hi Ade.
Hey, how's it going?
How's your week been?
It's busy. Had a busier weekend, which I guess we'll talk about. We had a little trip that we made over the weekend, a little work trip, and I guess that's what we'll talk about.
Actually, you had a work trip, but I personally just tagged along. I tagged along because I was having a terrible week. I just decided that Nashville had given me a little bit too much to chew on last week, and I just wanted a new city to just clear my head. Yeah, and so
there's a big difference.
Right, big difference. Mm-hmm. Like, you are in Nashville, and you're feeling like, oh, I live in a city.
Well, yeah. What are friends for?
I guess it's single. So, we have this random thing going on where we're talking, and our devices start talking back at us.
They're listening to us.
So, sometimes I'm like, I guess maybe because it's voice activated, I guess. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we're having a regular conversation and your phone can just come on. Like, I'm sorry, I can't find that information. Or something like Siri or what's the one on Samsung called?
Bixby.
Bixby,
Which just went off.
Right. I think that's extremely weird. Mm-hmm. But we'll probably talk about some of these things in another podcast. But yeah, so a lot of times people, and I hate to say this, but there have been a lot of posts on Instagram with people saying, have you seen those posts where people are like, it's like mocking like bloggers and YouTubers say, oh, I'm getting a lot of questions
about this one particular
thing. And then they're like, nobody's asking you anything. These questions, but I promise you guys, some people actually reached out to me like, where's the podcast? We did not have a podcast last week. And the reason is because life happened, you know, like, you know how they say when you're giving lemons, make lemonade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's what happened last week. I was driving to work. It was a Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. and I was almost at my exit.
It was Tuesday.
I remember because Tuesday is my busiest day, number one, and it's the day that I meet with my boss and talk about work, like, you know, updates and things like that. And so I was, you know, looking forward to that, driving to work and everything. And right before my exit, you know, they're doing a little bit of construction on the road, and I slowed down, and this car, I guess, didn't get the memo that everyone was slowing down.
You were on the 440, which
I was on 440. They're doing construction on there. I took 440 because you really want to know why I took 440?
Why?
Okay, because it's close to my parking space. So I park, I get off, I take the shuttle, and I get to work. If you're dropping me off, you take 40, mm-hmm. right? Because you're dropping by the curb. But if I'm driving myself to work, it doesn't make sense taking 40 because
I recently drove there. I drove on the 440, and it's a mess.
It's a mess. Yes, it's a mess. And people still drive like the road is clear, yeah, like nothing's going on.
There's like major construction going on, like right in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of like hived off. It's like it's not like a one lane or two lane road,
right?
Rather than being a full on highway.
Anyway, that's unrelated. Sorry for another day. So I was driving, and there was construction going on, and I slowed down, and this car coming behind me didn't get the memo, and he just, like, I could hear, like, the brakes screeching, you know, and next thing I knew, he hit me from behind, you know, and it's one of those things where I've Googled it online, like, what happens when people hit you, like, whose insurance, like, what happens, really, what are the steps, but no one has ever hit me before. I've never hit anyone, knock on wood, but yeah, so I was just there, like, frozen, not knowing what to do, and I'm like, okay, I probably should clear out to the, you know, right
because
shoulder.
Because, again, like I said, it's
because traffic is moving, people are going to work, it's before 8 o'clock. So I start to trafficate to move to the right shoulder.
Yeah, I don't even think trafficate is actually a word, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not a word.
Trafficate has to be a word.
Trafficate isn't a word.
Trafficating?
Trust me, it's not a word.
It's a word. Signaling, okay, yeah, there you go. So I start signaling to move to the right shoulder. Mm-hmm. if trafficate is not a word, then it's a Nigerian word.
It's a Nigerian word.
I grew up hearing that word. When you turn on your right signal.
See where you trafficate.
Anyway,
is it?
It might be. Okay, let's see. Let's bet on something.
It's
the trafficator used for trafficking.
Hold on. Is trafficate a word? And is the word trafficate as it applies to indicating da?
Oh my god, you're looking on Quora.
Yes. None is regarded as not being English.
I would go to like a dictionary or something.
It's even an urban dictionary, and it's under a Nigerian English word. So yeah, I don't think it's a...
What is a word?
Baby? It's Nigerian.
What is a word? Huh? So if you're American out there, if you're from a different country and you've never heard the word trafficate, if you've heard it on the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast right now, okay?
When we say we're trafficking. Anyway.
So I start signaling to get to the right shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy, whoever, guy, girl behind me, is, who hit me, by the way, if you're listening, I forgive you, but I'm telling the story, okay? He starts to act like he's also signaling to move to the right shoulder as I am.
Proceeds protecting Nigeria.
Oh, it has to be. And as soon as I clear off the road, boom, it zooms off. So I'm there, hit and run, basically. This guy damages my car, this girl damages my car, and zooms off. And I don't know whether to laugh, cry, I just don't know what to do. I decide to call the police. Actually, I called you first, because I'm just like, and you're just like, okay, hang up and call the police, call your insurance, things like that. And anyway, that ruined my day. I ended up taking the day off, and I was a little bit shaken. The car was a little bit, you know, messed up, and so I had to have that taken in and fixed. But yeah, that was my week, you guys. And so when the opportunity arose to go to Chicago with Mr. Ade over here, I'm like, I'm coming with you. Yeah. Sometimes you see pictures on Instagram, it looks like people are living the life. Other times, life happens and things that you don't expect.
Instagram is a highlight reel. Instagram is, and not to, you know, be a wet blanket, but Instagram is just really putting your best moments
right,
out there.
Right, best moments.
It
already out there.
Puts out there, you know, over there struggling moments. Mm-hmm. You know, you put out
so between all those fancy posts, you know, if I'm posting today and the next post in 2 days, it's 2 days, it's 48 hours. Sometimes it's not all happy jumpy.
And that's not to say that, you know, everything is bad when you're not posting or anything, but
no, you know. I just think it's important to keep it real. Like when things are not, when life is happening to you, I think it's important that you let people know that's what's happening, because obviously when everything is cool, when you're riding a private jet, when you're doing all these fun things, you're posting all that stuff to show people what you're up to. And I think if
are you showing off is it showing off?
I didn't say show off.
No, but that's my question. Is it showing off?
Is posting on Instagram showing off?
Like, what's the purpose?
Are you one of those people that gives a lecture about social media? Those people get on my nerves.
I'm generally asking, is it showing off?
I'll answer this question if you answer this question. Mm-hmm. Is following people on Instagram stalking?
No.
Okay, then posting pictures on Instagram is not showing off.
It depends on what exactly your purpose is. It's just...
No, yeah. I don't think Instagram, the whole idea of Instagram is posting pictures. Instagram is more pictures than anything. And if you have a page, like a business page, you probably notice that when you post more words, you don't really get as much traction as when you post pictures. So I definitely think Instagram is more of a highlight reel, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I post stuff about the podcast, I post stuff about
places and that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. But I guess it's just there's a point where I don't think I'm the one to talk about this, but I guess I don't know. Everyone has their own particular purpose for using Instagram.
Yeah, I think it's all about how you use social media. I mean, it's a big argument about, hey, I love social media. Okay, social media it's not my all in all, but I like the information that I get on there. I like to get on there sometimes and read about celebrity gossip, like, you know, these are little things that make our lives interesting, stuff that's happening around the world. I think it brings people a little bit closer to you, like those celebrities that you would have to buy an expensive magazine to read about their lives. It's in your living room, it's in your hands, you're reading, you're looking at pictures, you feel like you know them,
right? I guess, you know, and maybe I'll split it into two things. So there is social media for personal use, which is, you know, sharing pictures with, you know, friends and family. And then there's for business use, which is, you know, like a portfolio,
right,
for example, or if you're selling wares,
right,
which is what we do in some part. You promote this podcast and, you know, engage with a community of followers who are in similar situations or who want to know more about, you know, the lifestyle of newcomers to the US.
Right, right.
And then of course other stuff that you'd want to sell, I guess. Mm-hmm. And on my own part, which the stuff that we did this weekend is, you know, photography and videography work that you would want to have as a portfolio to potential, you know, clients or people who are just interested in creative work.
Right, right. As you use these platforms, after a while, you kind of decide how you want to use them.
Right.
And it might evolve, it might change. And that's okay, really. If you want to have a personal page, that's fine. Absolutely fine. If you want to have a business page, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But what I actually don't like is people who give a lecture about how, oh, social media is so bad, but then they they sneak into social media using other people's accounts. You don't like social media, but you use another account and sneak in to see what's going on so that you can then sneak out and say, I hate social media. Right. I feel like that's hypocrisy and you should really go hide yourself in shame. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to do a blog post, you guys, about what to do if you get in a car accident, okay? And the reason I'm going to do is because I had to Google this real quick when it happened to me. And I realized that a lot of people haven't had that experience. I pray you never have that experience. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do like a step-by-step what you should do, especially if the person who hits you runs away.
Don't chase after the person.
Don't chase after the person. Like, in retrospect, I was just like, maybe I should have gotten out of the car, and maybe I should have gone, like, walked behind their car to see their, you know, their plate numbers. Mm-hmm. But with my recent trip to Chicago, just tagging along with you, someone told me that that's actually one of the ways that people get robbed these days, is like they're in a wreck, and then they come out of their cars to go see what's going on, and then they get robbed. And so I'm definitely going to do a blog post, you guys. So look out for it on the website, talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. I'll definitely put that up for you. All right. So this weekend we went to Chicago. How did you like Chicago, baby?
The funny thing is that, so when we headed out there, there was like a weather warning or weather alert. Mm. And so when we got in, it was actually snowing.
Right.
Which is kind of weird.
Right.
Especially like for, because some of the people that was the clients and some of the people that I was working with, they were coming from California.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bit of a shift for them,
and Dallas.
And Dallas. So generally, it was cooler, both in weather.
Being in Chicago from Nashville, I definitely felt like we were coming from village. I had this vibe of big city.
Yeah,
Nashville is a city, but Chicago is a mega city. I feel like big lanes and
Definitely. No, I would even say that. For some parts of Chicago, it felt like what Victoria Island should be, you know.
And so that's Victoria Island in Lagos, Nigeria. Yeah,
like coastside residences. It was just a whole lot fancier, really.
Yeah, it was fancy. There were so many lights, and it definitely felt like being in the city, you know. And
a whole lot more Nigerians there, which is, you know, interesting. Yeah, too.
One of the first things that we did was definitely to go to a Nigerian restaurant and eat. I had jollof rice, and you had
pounded yam.
You had pounded yam and egusi soup.
Mm-hmm, that was really good.
If you're not Nigerian, these are Nigerian meals that we enjoy, and that is actually the best.
That was the best Nigerian food I've had
in the US. Yes, definitely, hands down. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Nigerian kitchen in Chicago. This is free advert, but you deserve it. Yeah, we definitely had good food in Chicago. The weather was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great experience. I've never
actually seen that kind of like one day snow. And people were just like, hey, this is normal.
Right.
You know?
It was raining and then there were little flurries of snow. So it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, by the morning, everything had melted. It was just like another sunny day. So, right. Yeah. Yeah. And I took you to the Bean.
Yeah.
Was this your first time at the Bean?
Yes. Oh. First time in Chicago. Obviously, yeah.
Oh, my goodness! You didn't tell me that. You were walking around like you knew the city. And if I had known it was your first time, I would have taken you around, you know, special tourists. Well, this is Chicago. Let me tell you guys a little secret. When I first came to the U.S. about 9 years ago, Chicago was the first place my sister took me to, and her husband. They took me to show me the great sights, you know. And that time, they lived in Michigan, so obviously we're coming from a small city. And they're like, hey, let's go to Chicago. You'd love it there. And we got on this little boat. I guess they had this and we were taking a tour, and they were just showing me all the big buildings. This is hotel, this and hotel that. And I think sometimes if you've lived in America too long, I think you have the impression that people coming from Nigeria have never seen tall buildings before. Because the whole time they were showing me all these tall buildings, and we were just, and I was cold because we were on water and on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And the ride was mostly about pointing to buildings. And in my mind, I'm just like, take me to the mall. I need new clothes. Take me. I want to eat American food, you know. Yeah, but that was definitely the first place I came to from Nigeria. Mm. Like, one of the first cities that I visited was Chicago. And I've definitely been back there for conferences, for work. But it was just really nice hanging out with you in Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. For the most part, I had to film a lot of popular sites in Chicago. So we went to the Bean, and I think they had like an amphitheater somewhere around that area. I think Millennium Park.
Right.
So did that, took some pictures, met up with a client. We had some production meetings. It was a 2-day job. Did that. It was, like I said, it was exciting to see the city. Funny thing was that I had another conversation after the event with a friend of mine who had also done some work in Chicago. And he mentioned that he wasn't able to shoot at the Bean because they gave him some issues. So probably someone saw him and called like maybe security or called police. I don't know.
What kind of equipment did he have?
Same type of equipment. Just walking around with a camera and a gimbal.
I feel like, and people give us strange looks because you have all this equipment for your photography and videography stuff, really fancy stuff, but they come in a black briefcase. And a lot of times people were looking at that black briefcase.
Like, what's this guy going to bring out?
Right. But I feel like the fact that you had me there holding that, it kind of gave people some kind of peace. But if it was two guys, one of them holding a black briefcase, assembling something that looked like a drone-ish kind of thing, it gets a little bit tricky. And I feel like people get a little more threatened when they see a guy with a black briefcase than when they see a girl with a black briefcase. Okay. I think so. People don't find it threatening when they see a woman with, you know, hint, hint.
Okay.
You got to pay me for this. And then you have, tell us a little bit more about your business, your side business. You know, I'm interviewing a lot of people who have turned their...
No, this is not one of it.
So I'm interviewing a lot of people who have turned their side hustle to a main business. And I see you every day. turning your side hustle into something big. And I don't think you realize how many clients you've worked for in the last couple of months, but I think it's turning into something interesting. What do you think about that? Tell us a little bit about
this is not an interview.
Blow your trumpet. Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about just how you got into photography, videography.
This is not an interview. We're not doing this interview today. Don't resist. Honestly, we're not doing this interview.
I know how much you make for these things. I know you want to be humble about it, but I also want you... There are tons of people out there who don't know how to harness that gift that they have. How to turn that passion into something...
So, Ozzy is doing a series. And I would ask you to look out for that. This is not part of the series. Just FYI.
I just realized that we have one right here and I've been looking for people everywhere.
But just to give a brief overview of what I do. My background is in finance. However, on the side, I shoot videos and pictures for in some cases personal clients and in some cases corporate clients. Like we recently did some work last year for Facebook in Texas. And that's on the corporate end. And then, you know, on the personal side, you have some people that come to Nashville to shoot like profile videos. In Nashville, there are a lot of like country stars. There's a lot of country music out here. So they want to do like in studio videos or even like music videos, which is not my favorite, but just creative stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, there's that. There's a lot of excitement in doing creative stuff and getting paid for it. But like I said, this is not an interview. It's just a brief overview.
Yeah, like where can they find your work?
I think Ozzy tags my handle sometimes. So it's @aphotog on Instagram.
Right. You love taking pictures, and I love having my pictures taken. And so I just really love it that your hobby is actually like it benefits me to the max. I love
Except
it.
Except you're not paying for it. But
I pay. It's just not the kind of payment that you could take to the bank.
hint. It's a family show. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, so it's helpful whenever. And this is what I hope we're able to do more of in future, is doing like joint projects. So
I really enjoyed working with you
in Chicago. She was, you know, you were helpful, you know, with like changing lenses and you know carrying.
What you mean? I carried a black briefcase.
Carrying, you know,
and if I had known it was your first time, I would have shown you more places, more buildings.
But you know, like more I said, tall buildings. I didn't have a lot of time.
Right.
And again, there's the sometimes when you're working in different cities, we forget that we don't have any personal time because you're on the clock.
Right. And, it wasn't a vacation.
You're billing billing whichever client for your time being there.
Right.
And there's, you know, you might be tempted to, you know, head out and start, you know, doing things on your own personal time, but you really can't do that. You really shouldn't do that.
But shout out to the client because they gave us a good time. We had a good time.
Yeah. I guess we'll post some stuff in the future.
Right.
At some point. But yeah, I mean, that's just basically it. You know, it was helpful. I would want us to do more stuff like that.
Right.
These joint projects.
So yeah, this is a really quick one. I just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you know what's going on. We didn't have a podcast last week because life happened. You know, my way to work, I was in an accident, but thankfully I'm okay. Everything is well, you know, but it's just to let you guys know that sometimes things don't go as you plan. Sometimes, you know, you might have a really bad week. When I tell you my own story and you share yours with me, you realize that your story isn't as bad as you thought, you know, but it's always worse in your head when you're thinking about it. It's like, oh, when it happened, I was like, oh, why me? Why me?
That's another expense, right?
Right. Yeah, there's that angle to it. It's like, you didn't plan for this. Right. Of course, the person ran away, and so there was no one to pay for my damages. Right. And so I had to pay a deductible, you know?
Right.
And so that was not funny. All I was saying that week was, this is not fair, you know? Like, this is so not fair. But when I took that time and went with you to Chicago, it just reminded me, I just had time to think about it. I was out of Nashville, and I thought about just the events of the past week, and I realized that it's never as bad as it is in your head.
Right.
You know, it's always a silver lining. It's always, maybe I just needed to take our time to rest, and I just needed a little break from the things that I've been doing, and so I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Also thankful that I got to see what you do. You know, all the time you have these clients that you work with. I really wanted to work with you, but I guess this was a perfect time to see what you really do and help you out. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you like me working with you?
Yes, yes.
So do you like me better as an assistant or as the model photographing?
It depends. Mm. Like I said, you know, as an assistant, yeah, and I think you've actually also assisted on some shots some work that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you're great help.
Yeah, so I really hope you guys are having a great day. If you would like to see more of Ade's work, you can check him out on Instagram, Ade Photog, which is ADEPHOTOG on Instagram. And of course, if you'd like to know a little bit more about what you should do if you get into a hit and run accident, check out my latest blog post, www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Until we meet again next week.
Arrivederci.
Huh? What?
Arrivederci.
Ahu?
How do you say it in Igbo?
Gachifonu. No, but what was that you said?
Arrivederci.
What language is that?
I think it's Italian.
He's Googling, you guys. 1 in every 3 people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.